Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. And I welcome you here in Jesus' name this morning. And it is good to see Brian's back with us, and it's good to see Aaron's family again. It's nice to have them back around. And so welcome, and all the visitors that are here. So to start off with this morning, I want to take you back some. Actually, on April 15, 19 years ago, which would be this coming Tuesday, is when we moved our stuff here from North Carolina. We didn't have much stuff back then. We wasn't married very long. I think we brought it all in a 20 or 24 foot cargo trailer. It all fit in there. Something like that. Anyway, I'd hate to move again with just that one way. So 19 years ago, we moved here, and it was an exciting move, and we looked forward to it, and it was a good move, and it felt like a good move, and it still feels like it was a good move. A couple years later, this July 6th, it'd be 17 years ago, the miracle of a new life came into our house, and we enjoyed that. That was exciting for us. And so, yeah, that was something we looked forward to, and we enjoyed that. Coming closer in 2016, we built our new house back the gravel road over here. And there again, it was exciting in a way. We built something we had never built before. And I'm not going to tell you that all of building a house is fun, because it's not, especially toward the end. But it was fun to build our house. We enjoyed that, and it was exciting. Around the same time that we built our house, we got new neighbors just down the hill from us. That'd be where Wes has lived now. And so we had new neighbors, and we enjoyed our neighbors. And our neighbors are here with us today, actually. And it would be Aaron's. They live just down the hill from us. So we enjoyed them as neighbors. 4 years later, I was looking back through my pictures trying to get my times right, but I believe it was about 4 years later, our neighbors moved away. And then in a little while, we got new neighbors, and that would be when Wes has moved. And so we had new neighbors, and we've enjoyed our new neighbors. And now, 4 years later, our newest neighbors are going to move again to the outreach. Last winter, we finished our house that we built back in 16. And we added a carport, and it was exciting. When we moved back in, it was like we had moved into a new house. There was actually tile on the shower walls, and it was finished. All the doors were hung on the inside, and it felt good. We enjoyed it. We've had different vehicles over the years, some better than others, and it's usually an exciting thing. We've had at least one that wasn't very exciting from the first. It was a disappointment, but you get a newer vehicle, and it's like you enjoy it. You can hardly believe it's actually yours. Maybe it's just a nice. It's nice. Sometimes the weather changes from raining all week to beautiful sunshine and blue skies that we forgot about when it was raining, and we really enjoy it. And we've all got new things. We get new clothes, and we enjoy them when they're new. Machinery, you name it. There's many things that we get, and we felt good about it. We was excited when we got it. And so these are things that I've told you about in our life, and I know that you could look back 20 years or 10 or whatever in your life and maybe a week and see the same thing. You have things in your life that are like this. But we get used to these things. And so we can go back to when we moved here 19 years ago, it was kind of back and forth there for a little. But, and while today we really enjoy this church and we love this church and we feel blessed in this church, there's an element where when we first moved here, when it was new to us, that we actually enjoyed it a little bit more. We've got used to being here. We've got used to this church. And so it's not new anymore. And the miracle of life that came into our home is still a miracle of life, and yet we have got used to it. And the other miracles that have come into our home, and yet, and maybe that's because sometimes these miracles don't actually act like saints. I'm not sure if that has anything to do with that or not. But we get used to what we was excited about and was new to us. And we got used to our neighbors that we had. Both sets of neighbors I told you about. We've got used to them. We got used to them while they was there. And we didn't think much about it. And we have actually, since last winter, we've got used to our house that's finished. And the shower walls that are done. And the doors that are on. And the carport. And it's not near as exciting as what it was when we moved in, because we've got used to it. And we've got used to our newest vehicle that we have. It's just what we're used to. It's still nice, but it's not, it doesn't stand out to us. We're used to it. So the reason I told you about this stuff that we've got used to, what I was thinking about was, what about the good news of salvation? What about our salvation that we got? And for different people, maybe it was a year ago, maybe it was 6 months ago, maybe it was 25, maybe it was 50 years ago. I don't know. When you got salvation. Let's read Luke 2, verses 10 to 14. Luke 2, verse 10. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In John 3:16, it tells us that God loved us so much, he sent his only son to die for us. Acts 4, verse 12, let's read that. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And this came after a time when God's people waited for years, for hundreds of years, between the Old and the New Testament. And they was waiting for God. It was passed down from generation to generation, God's promise of a Savior. And so they was waiting. And this was good news. And you could say these things that we mentioned, that I mentioned there earlier about our house or our new baby. It was good news. And this was good news in this day. But I guess what I'm thinking about this morning is, has the newness of our salvation wore off? Are we used to being saved? And does it mean to us, I know that's the way it is for me. I don't think much about it. You know, we're used to being saved, or we're used to what we have. You know, it tells us in the Bible to spread the news to others. And in Mark 5, verse 19, Jesus told the man, and it was the man that had the many demons, and Jesus cast him out, and he told him to go home and to tell the great things that the Lord had done for him. And, you know, if the wonder of it all, and if what we have received is, if we haven't lost that, and if it's fresh to us and it means a lot to us, then we will be more likely to spread it to others like we're supposed to. But if it's just kind of, you know, we're saved, and then we go about our life, and we come to church, and we stay saved, we want to stay saved, but then we're used to it, we don't spread and tell what the Lord has done for us. And in the pursuit of life and all that goes with it, our work and different responsibilities that we have, you know, it's easy for it's just easy for this freshness of salvation to get a little dim, to not feel so fresh to us. When we're tempted with wrong, and we all are, and sometimes our flesh is weak, it's easy to lose sight of Jesus' sacrifice for us. The songwriter says, "Come ye sinners, lost and hopeless, Jesus' blood can make you free." And in the chorus, it tells us that Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. The worst sinner out there, it can make him clean. And so no matter what happens to us in life, no matter where we are or what we've done, Jesus' blood can clean us. And that is fresh today as it was the day that Jesus died. If we repent and believe, we can be a child of God and have His peace in our heart. And it doesn't matter what our social status is, it doesn't matter what car we drive or what house we live in, it doesn't matter if we're tall or short or what shape we are, and it doesn't matter if we're poor. I thought it was very interesting when Jesus sent word to John the Baptist, and he told him all the things that he said to tell John, that the lame were getting healed and all these people's diseases were getting fixed. And he told him at the end, he said, "And tell him that the gospel is getting preached to the poor." And I thought that was very interesting. And it doesn't really expound much more about it, but it's for everybody. Anybody can have this. And I was thinking about this good news of the gospel. It reaches to Searcy, to Africa, and to everywhere in between. It goes everywhere. It reaches everywhere. I wasn't sure if I should share this or not, and then I thought it kind of went with what I was had to say here. And so yesterday I started working on a sermon, and I started on it pretty good, and then I was talking to my wife about it, and it just didn't seem, I was thinking a word meant different than what it did. And anyway, so I changed subjects. Well, then I was late in the game. I think that was about 2:00 maybe. And so I started in on this new subject I'd picked, and it just wasn't going very good. And somewhere in there I got tired. I was so sleepy. And I wasn't very inspired. It wasn't coming together. And I actually laid down on the floor and just slept a little bit. And that's not like me to do that. But while I was there, I prayed to God, and you know, because I felt helpless about getting this around. And So anyway, I got up and I still felt tired and still felt just not awake. And so I thought, and I remembered back, and I don't know how much stock I put in this. I had told y'all one time that I make a lot more sense in the shower a week before a sermon than I do when I'm actually trying to write it out. So anyway, I thought, I need to get woke up, so I'm going to go take a shower. And I was thinking a little bit about this. So anyway, I went and took a shower, and when I got done, I felt way more refreshed, and I actually had something to write on my paper and thoughts to say. So I don't know if there's any connection in science about showers and triggering your brain or not, but it's a thought, I guess. So in thinking about a shower, I got refreshed, and I was thinking about us. We get used to being saved, and we get used to our salvation. And I wonder sometimes if we don't need to get in the shower of God's word, and we don't need to get under his shower and get refreshed in God. I know I do. So, yeah, that's my challenge and thought today to leave with y'all, is let's just remind ourselves and keep it fresh in our mind what we have in our salvation. You know, when our neighbors lived there for 4 years and then they left, we realized what we had, and we missed our neighbors. And then we got new neighbors, and now they're going to leave too. And we realized what we had when we got used to them while they was there. When you don't know they're leaving, you get used to them, and you don't think about it. And what would we do if we lost our salvation? What would we do if all of a sudden Jesus' blood didn't apply to us, and we realized that? We would realize real quick what his blood meant to us, and it would really hit home. So that's my thought to leave with you today. In closing, I'll read 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Let's stand for prayer.